We continue to learn Mir Tzashem the Siches of the Project Likutei Siches, and this week is Parsha Shmini, so we're going to learn Parsha Shmini Siche Beis. And as more we're going to learn the Siches of the Rebbe, I mean, we're learning it for years and years, but there are some Siches that they chose Siches that usually we skipped if we didn't learn it every Shabbos in Shul, because it's either longer or a little harder to learn. So we skipped it, and we learn every week. We see the Geoines bePashtus, the Geoines of the Rebbe, and what we are zoiche to have is just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. Such a siche that it takes the Chumash, it makes it so lichtig, it makes the Rashi completely a different understanding in the Chumash and in the Rashi. Okay, I'm going to start Siche Beis. Let me just let him in. Okay. The Rebbe says, "La'acha sipur ha'me'ora de misas nodo ve'aviu." In today's parsha, we learn that it was the inauguration of the Mishkan, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and Vayi Bayim Hashmini. 7 days there was Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Aaron and everything what to do. He was the Kohen Gadol, and then every day they took apart the Mishkan, and Bayim Hashmini they built up the Mishkan and they left it staying. And Aaron took over. So Yom Hashmini was a big yontef. La'achar sipur ha'me'ora de misas nodo ve'aviu, k'si va'yikro Moshe el Mishael ve'el Tzofon, va'yomer aleihem, kirvu se'u sachechem eis pnei ha'kodesh el mechutz la'machaneh. That Moshe Rabbeinu told Mishael ve'el Tzofon, come, go into the Mishkan and take out your brothers from pnei ha'kodesh and take them mechutz la'machaneh. Ve'etik Rashi min ha'kos v'satei v'se'u sachechem ve'goymer, u'pirish. Rashi brings up from the Chumash, very important to note what Rashi brings down, because this is one of the main questions that the Rebbe is asking. Se'u sachechem, Rashi brings down the word se'u sachechem, and ve'goymer. And the Rebbe says in one of the notes, the Rebbe says that in the Ksavyad of Rashi and the two first prints that I have, it doesn't even say ve'goymer. So that means he's based only as se'u sachechem. It's going to be one of the main questions. Why is he bringing down these words and not the words that he's giving the his pirush? Ke'odom o'im ala chaveiroi, aver esames v'livnei akale, shelo ila arbe v'sasimcha. So Rashi says, what does it mean se'u sachechem? Take him out of the Mishkan. Because it's like a person, a friend tells to another friend, a person tells to another person, take away the dead body from the kale, not to disturb the simcha of the kale. So the Rebbe says, "Menayin ha'yochocha shamira se'u sachechem oiso lo yalmanas likovro melo shlo yil arbe v'sasimcha." How do you know that what it says se'u sachechem is not simple? Moshe Rabbeinu tells El Tzofon, Mishael El Tzofon, take him and go bury them. Don't leave him lay in the Mishkan. So, and how do you know that it comes to tell me lo yil arbe v'sasimcha? So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe brings up from the Meforshim, the Rebbe Liyo Mizrochi, the Gurariya, the Vektoi, Noit Meforshim, that they explaining what Rashi means. They say, Biyavra Meforshim, She'ukshis ol Rashi arichus haloshen, Se'u v'goyimah me'eis pnei ha'kodesh el mechutz la'machane. Rashi was bothered by the words that it says, me'eis pnei ha'kodesh el mechutz la'machane. If it would have been just to be buried, it would have said, Se'u and Kivrum, take him out and bury them. אם הציווי סאו הוא רק לצורך עניין הקבורה, if I say that the union of סאו is just to, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them to bury them, או יעקוס ובצורך לוימה, סאו סחייכם וקיברום, take him out and bury them. What's the long lotion here? אפילו אם נאמר שהוא צריך הקוס ולהשמיינו שממוקם הקבורה צריך להיות אצל מחוץ למחנה, עדיין תיבוס מייס פני הקודש מיוטוריס. If you're going to tell me that Moshe Rabbeinu wants to tell him that because they are dead, you have to take him out outside of the camp, all the way outside מחוץ למחנה, so say, סאו סחייכם אל מחוץ למחנה וקיברום. What's this meis pnei ha'kodesh? Obviously, if you tell him to take him out, where did they die? In kodesh, take him out from there. It's extra words. The Meforshim say, this is what Rashi bothered, that what Rashi learns out, because he says meis pnei ha'kodesh, it means that he told them that to not to disturb the simcha of the kale, take him out. So, מזה לומד רשי שמאיס פני הקודש שיעקבון או איקריס בציבו יישוי שחיכם. So, רשי learns this extra 3 words, מאיס פני הקודש, take him out from פני הקודש לחוירה, it's extra. This comes to teach me that he told them to take out the mess from in front of the kale, take out the meisim. It's a יוים שמחה למשכון, take him out of here. והטעם שלו ילה בבצע שמחה שאיסו במשכון ביהם ההוא. So this is Rashi knows it. The Rebbe is going to refute it. The Rebbe is going to not accept these answers. The Rebbe is going to have 2 questions and say that he can accept it. Ach pirush ze einu muvon. Aleph. Madu ha'etik Rashi bepirush esatevu yisuyo sacheichem ולהמשך הפוסק מפני הקודש רומז בו יסופס וגוימר בלבד. Rashi brings down Suis Achechem and the Meis Pnei HaKodesh, he says Begoymer, or as we said before, that in the Ksav Yad or in the First Prince, it doesn't even say Meis Pnei HaKodesh, not even Begoymer, it just says Suis Achechem. Rabbi Nishloilom, how do you learn the enforcement say that it means to take away, not just to bury them, it means something deeper, to take away the mess from the Kale, because it's a Yontef, it's a Simche. Where do you learn that? Well, it's extra word Meis Pnei HaKodesh. Rashi brings down Suis Achechem. So Reb says, I can accept this answer. L'choyre ma'achah shekol ha'yichoche im ha'teivu is meis pnei ha'kodesh o yal rashi lekol l'roish le'atik bedibur ha'mas l'teivu seinu. Rashi has to bring down only meis pnei ha'kodesh and not even suos ha'cheichem. It's going to be beautiful as the Rebbe is going to prove that what Rashi bothered here are completely different thing. And also not to forget that by the end of the sikha there is also a limud, what we could learn from it, how to behave, how to live every day in our life, in our Yiddish life, Chassidish life. And also there's going to be an explanation with this Rebbe's shita, what the Rebbe is going to find out what bothered Rashi, and why Rashi brings down these words in I'll take off all the questions. That's going to be understood also in the end of Shmini. Another story that Moshe Rabbeinu got upset with Aaron that he didn't eat.
Today's
Chumash. So the Rebbe says it's going to be also beautiful, also a completely different pirush in the idea of what happened there. That Moshe was upset. Aaron said something. And Moshe relaxed. And says, "Okay, fine. What happened here?" Okay, this is one question that the Rebbe asked. Or is based at second question. Veikem. עד גושה בסעו מי שני הקודש מובנס בפשטוס שכן הציבו יסעו לא יהיו רק לצורך הקבורה כי מפני שיצא סגופיהם של נודו ואביו נדרשו על מנס שהתומו ותישאר במשכון ומי שאוכח להדגיש כדי שהיצור תיוסה בזריזוס כדי שלא לאשו יסעתו מפני הקודש תראה בסעו סעו שחיכם מי שני הקודש didn't bother Rashi because מי שני הקודש is very important. You can't leave Tume in the Mishkan. So Moshe Rabbeinu emphasized and he says, take him out from Meis Pnei HaKodesh to tell him, do it as fast as possible. The Rabbi Tzeichton in the Mishnah in Gemara, you're not allowed to leave Tume in the Mishkan. Take it out and how to take it out. There's a way to take it out with wooden pliers. You shouldn't get it Tume. So this is what Moshe said. So the Rebbe has two questions that from Suus Pnei HaKodesh I could not learn that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to emphasize this moshel, take away the mess from the kala. The Mele comes out, the Rebbe says, Vad rekushe leduchte. So the question comes back, Me'ain lo l'rashe chidu ze she se'u yushlav. Where does Rashi learn from? Where does Rashi take? This is what it says, se'u esacheichem, Me'is Pnei HaKodesh, because this is what Rashi brings down from the posik, se'u esacheichem, וגוימר, from one that Rashi knows that this is the because, לא ילער בפס השמחה. It doesn't say nothing in Chumash. Okay, based. So this is two questions. Then the Rebbe is going to ask questions also in the Loshon of Rashi. Based גם בפירוש רשי גופה אינה מובן. In פירוש רשי itself with some things not understood. מה הוא צריך רשי לא איסי וסם מושל, כאודו מוהים על חבירו העבר סמס מלפני הקלו. לכאורו ידע אלוהים הבקיצור, שאו שחיכם שלא ילער בפס השמחה. What do you need the moshel bechlal? It's enough. You say, Seu Sachechem. Why? Because not to be disturbing the simcha of the kala of the Eden that they were happy in that day, that Reb Shafor gave him with the eagle, and everything what happened there. And it says, Vayoroinu, there was a whole simcha that day. But Yosef Yuksha, this question gets even stronger. Inyan ze atzmo shloi le'arbe v'sa simcha, evi rashi shnei psukim la'achaze. In two psukim after that, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron HaKohen that you're not allowed to tear your clothing for a nifter, somebody dies, you're not allowed to let your hair grow. Koyanim are not allowed to come into the Mishkan with long hair. So he says also, why not? So it says, when you get letzivu roshechem al tifro, not to leave the hair grow. V'shomoch in kosa bekitzer, what does Rashi say there? Avolatem al tarbe v'usim chosu shel mokot. No mesholim, nothing, it doesn't give there. So the Rebbe says, v'av shebozeh efshar loimar. And this question, and two psukim later, I have a good answer. I just said it to Psukim before, that take him out, not to take away the mess from the Kale, not to disturb our Simcha. He doesn't have to repeat it again. But the Rebbe says, I have a question for Mishpatim. In this Posik, in Psukim later, it's not a question because he just said it. So what he says just now, it helps him for further also. But what happens with Mishpatim? We learned already in Parshas Mishpatim, על הפוסק והירוס אליקי ישראל שפירוש רשן נסתקלו ונסחייבו מיסה there was by מתנטוירו the right after מתנטוירו there was not over a view and these canim they were looking where they were not supposed to be looking and they saw the kaviyochel they saw the Eibishter so what happens then so the Eibishter says ונסחייבו so רשן says ונסחייבו מיסה אלו שלרוץ הקודש ברוך הוא לארבב שמחס התוירו the Eibishter didn't want to disturb the שמחס התוירו so what happened there and the Rebbe left them not over you died in the Mishkan and the Skenim even died later ואף שום לא הביא משל זה even there Rashi doesn't bring a משל and say why did the Rebbe not kill not over you in the Skenim because not to disturb a day of Simcha it doesn't say nothing so the question is what did bother Rashi davke by this posik here that he wants to say that Moshe Rabbeinu said Seus Achichem and from this I learn that Moshe Rabbeinu had the intention not to disturb the Simcha of the Kala אם כן, מדוע נזקק רשי בברוסק דדן למושל? comes back the קשה. why here he needs a מושל? כעוד אומרים על חברו מהו הפרט בפוסק זה שאינו ניתן לבון אלו לפוסק. what is the idea here that without your מושל I would understand it? as the Rebbe said clearly, he should have said שאוס אחריכם שאלה הרבה וססים לך. what is the מושל for? as he said in Mishpotim he didn't say nothing. and two פסוקים further he says don't let your hair grow because of Avelus. because of not to disturb some chosen shel mokem that's all gimel noisef al anal in addition to what we just said so we have here a very simple thing yes rashi brings dan suis achech from the posik and he says that it's a moshel that the other moim al chaveiroi take away the body from the kale they shouldn't disturb the simcha and the rabbi is asking where is rashi learning it from so we have one kashe very simple to understand נויסף הנהלן, in addition to this, אפילו פנים זו איך שאיבי עזרה של לדמי שסוי שחיך מפני הקודש לעבור סמס מפני הקהלה. let's say we're going to look and look and look and we're going to find that Rashi is forced to say that this moshel, that you have to take away the mess from the קהלה. עדיין, אינו מובן את שחיך הסלושן. okay, I'll accept already that you have to say it. כאודום או אימר לחברוי. what is this כאודום או אימר לחברוי? in the Rebbe says, בוזי גוף ומויסו רשי על אודום או אימר, לחברוי. you know what? it's going to be enough. אדם אומר. the person said, take away the mess from the kale. what has to be here? that goshe, a person is saying to chaver. he could have said without this. he could have said, את שלא ילערבב לוקחס את המס מלפני הקהל, כדי לא ילערבב וססימך. what's that goshe כאדם אומר? אבל אלימים, אתה רבי גיבשי, what he could have said? בקיצור, כמו איש שמעביר אינס המס מלפני הקהל, שלא ילערבב וססימך. we see that we take away. the mess from the kale not to disturb simcha the akushi have got the kashe gets even much stronger mokher aloshin avir es mes lifne kale we mishich tiksuves rashi didn't invent this phrase take away rashi takes it from the gemorin suves ve shomu va dovo lo im kemaim aroilom kodom im al chaveiro le kedin above the question in the gemora it says that it's a din So Rashi could have read down from the Gemara that it's a din. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, take away because it's a din. You have to take away the mess from the kale. What does Rashi say? No, it's just a mini goylom. This is how people conduct themselves when they see a chuppah. And then at this point, at this time, a levi has to go through. So you say, take the mess and go from another way. Don't take away the kale, take away the mess. So why does Rashi say that's a mini and it's not a loche? מעביר נסמס מלפני הקלו, ואם כן, מדוע יישב רשי, ועל ידי זה, איך לי שסטוי כבדובו, רשי makes it completely weak, because there it says that it's a loch, and you say that it's a minik. ועל ידי זה, איך לי שסטוי כבדובו, לכדי מיניק בעלמה, קודם מוהים על החברוי. So we have the question that we started before, and then we have another two questions, in רשי itself, that רשי could have said, שאו שחיכם שלו אלה הרבה וססימחו, what does he need the moshel בכלל? let's say you need the moshel, why do you say it in a way, כעוד אומרים עליך ואירוי, when in the gemara it's a din, and you bring it as a minik.
okay. is רשי adding the words, שלו אלה הרבה וססימחו, is all words?
say it again.
שלו אלה הרבה וססימחו, it's not מסכת כתובות, in רשי.
Yeah, so either I didn't check. Maybe either it's a medrash or it's his own words. Yes. Yeah.
So that's
I'll tell you why. The Gemara doesn't need it.
Okay.
Yeah. Why is he adding on? No, but the main thing here is Shloi Labe v'sasimcho.
Yeah.
That's not the main thing here. Okay.
He takes from that makar.
Right. Veine b'medrash yise, meis pnei ha-kodesh, קודם שואם על חבי רעב הרמס הזה פני אובל, אז זה, אדמוס האובל זה מצטער. The medrash gives a different reason. The medrash says, and this posik, yeah? Not to forget that we're talking about drash, because this is going to be the Rebbe's answer. In medrash it says, קודם שואם על חבי רעב, take away the mess from this guy that is mourning. So it's understood, why are we taking it away? Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, because Aaron HaKohen is there, he lost his two sons, take him away from there. Or there's another Girsay Medrash, in Medrash Tanchume, Ke'odom, as they say, a person tells another person, take away the mess Melifnei Oviv, from his father, because how long should he see his son, God forbid, dead in front of him. ובדוגמה זו מובן שמדובר במיני גוילום בעלמה, כעודו מוהם על החבר, מה שגם שחוי כאלה, so I understand now, I understand, the Medrash says, that it's a mini גוילום, the Medrash doesn't say that it's a loche, maybe that's what Rashi meant, the Rebbe says, no, I can't say it, ובירו הטעם שלו, הביא רשי ספנאו של המדרש, why Rashi didn't bring the Medrash, כעודו מוהב ורמס מי ספנאו אובל, או דרעד מוסה המצטער, why does Rashi don't bring, the take away, the mess from the mourner, or take away the mess from his father. His father shouldn't see him. Why does Rashi using it? I need Shavuot Samech al Nasal Salik is Tzar. Aval Zev al Derech Zeh at Moshe Avi Yireh Lefonov. The Kosav Keodom Oim al Lefnei Hakal Eshlo Ilaba Shach. Why is Rashi using the Hakal Eshlo Ilaba Vissasimche? Mepnei Hakal Eshlo again, we said before that in Gemore it's a din, and Rashi brings it as a minik. That's what Rashi brings, that take away the mess from the kale that the chuppah already started. Here the simcha started already. Everybody came to the Mishkan and was already in the middle of the avoide. In the middle, not of Aviyu went in there and they died. So the Rebbe says, I have a very good answer why Rashi doesn't use the Medrash. Yishloimah, if you have Medrash, me ispnei ha-koydesh, koi alaron. The Medrash learns when it says, seus achechem, me ispnei ha-koydesh, but in a sense, take away from the mourner, who is Pnei HaKodesh, according to the Medrash, Aaron HaKohen. So it's understood, Mei Pnei HaKohen Lazeh. Aval al derech hapshat, I can't say it. Why? Because Pirush, Pnei HaKodesh, hu ha-Mishkon. Pnei HaKodesh, take him out of the Mishkon, not from Aaron. Velochein Pirush Rashi, shakavon ishloi le'arbe, v'sasimcha kshuro ima Mishkon, not kshuro mit Aaron. אבל על פי זה, כושו את יסר, מה שחיבר רשי שני הפירושים, מחד גיסא שהדובו בדיוק מסמין, ומהדך שזה עושים חזקה לשם זודין. רשי made it a very interesting, what should I call it, a kugel. He made a combination. What?
A combination.
It's a mix-up. He brings you the word from the Gemara, and he brings it as a minik. He brings the Gemara as a din, and he says, no, here it's a minik. אוי צורך לאווין, אוי סדלת. מאחר שבאויסה איניה פירש רשי כניסקה לאל, אל תארבה וסמכוסה של מוקוים, אוי אלה לפרש גם כאן, סוי שחיכם מספני הקודש, שלארבה וסמכוסה של מוקוים, מה פירש כאן שלו, לארבה וססימחה של הקלה, שפסוס עינו, שמחס בני ישראל. Beautiful question. We just learned before, two psukim later, he says that you shouldn't go in with long hair and not tear your clothing and come into the Mishkon. And Rashi says, why? You shouldn't disturb the simcha of the Eibishter. And here it says, "Lo la'arbe v'sakalo that goes on Eden." The Rebbe says, "The chosn did not the kale." Why are you changing? Why here you say that it goes on the Eden, and here you say that it goes on the Eibishter?
Okay. Interesting that by Matan Torah it says, "Shelo la'arbe simchas atoya."
Simchas?
Simchas atoya. Simchas atoya.
Atoya or atoyro?
Atoyro.
Simchas atoyro.
Simchas
atoyro. It's like the concept. Yeah. And there it could mean everybody. The Rebishter and the Eden and the Toyro. Everybody. Simchas Toyro is also, the Toyro is happy. Yeah. At Refridik Rebbe says in Asiche that the Toyro wants to dance, but she has no feet. She can dance. So the Eden becomes the feet for the Toyro to dance with her. Yeah. Okay. V'lechoyre, the Rebbe tries to give an answer, then he says it's not, I can't use it, and then he goes to the real answer. לכוי רואי אפשר לתארץ מאחר שמלא יכול לארץ כבוידוי, לא איתו אל כלל לעבור הסמס במוקם למוקם שלו להפריע שמחה סמוקם. רשי could not say here לערבב שמחה סמוקם. רשי must say here about the Eden. Why? Because the Rebishter is מלא יכול לארץ כבוידוי. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells him take him out and take him מחוץ למחנה. Is the Rebishter not מחוץ למחנה? Is there also. So he's going to see the Mason there also. So that's why Rashi must say that he's talking about not to be Mitzayer, the Kale, the Eden, and not the Eibishter. ועל כן, הוא חרש לפרש, הדובו נעשה כדי ללעבב שמחס בני ישראל, נעד אייבשטר. מה שאין כן הציבו, ראשיכם אל תפרעו, שתוכנו שלא ילעסויק, בכלל בין יוני הווילוס, יוילו זה שאף שמחס עמוק קוים, לא יתסרבב. So ממילא בראשיכם אל תפרעו, he could say it, but here, he couldn't say it. What does Rosh Hashanah Al Tifro? He's not talking about the mason that they are here. He's talking in general. Do not come into the Mishkon with long hair or with torn clothing. But here not. So the Chayyim have a good answer. That's why the Rashi must say that when they take out the mason from the Mishkan, not of Avihu, why did he take him out? Because not to disturb the Simcha of the Eden, of the Kale, not of the Eibishter, because the Eibishter is there also. The Rebbe says, I can't use it. Aber wenn sie efshal loim arke. Why? Ki af shem loy cholor tz kvoido yare muvin shem pasu shem simchoso shel mokrim kshuro beoyser mokem shol avoy mar kodesh borchu vosu le migdos ve shochante besoychom shbo yesh na ashras ashchine be giloy val ken yesh tzerich laver sachechem es pnei kodesh le lab ve simchoso shel mokem mishkan. The Rebbe shtos said in pasas trumo vosu le migdos ve shochante besoychom im beis migdos im mishkan mishkan ikre migdos migdos ikre mishkan. There is a completely different set of shchine. There's a shchina that there is like in Atzilus. There's a place that you put in the oren and you go and you measure. Mokum oren is einu min amide. There's such a high level of holiness, of kedusha, of elikus that so the Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, take him away from the place that the Rebbe said v'shachante besoichom. But you could take him out to mechutz lamachne. So we're coming back to the kasha. Why does Rashi say here that not to disturb the kale? And here it says not to disturb the Eibishter. You should have said in both places the same thing. והביאו בכל זה. בלימוד פוסק זה, מסוירס, מיד, שתי תמיאס. As soon as we learn this פוסק, we have two questions. ואחז בכלולוס הפוסק, והשני בטבע שכיכם. One is in the general of the פוסק, and the second one is in the word אחיכם. לכן התגרה שמן הקוסו וסתי וסוי שכיכם, מנה שבטבע אלו בכלולוס האמיר עשהו, או בטבע שכיכם, תומון הקושי. A beautiful, beautiful revelation. Rashi's bother was in the words Se'u and in the word Achechem. That's why he brings down this, and that's why you're going to need all the continuation of this of the Moshel. And the Moshel, he says it as a minig, not as a din, and it tells us the all Moshel. He could have said only Shloi Labev Sasimche. The Rebbe is going to explain why everything is needed. Miklolos Aposu Keino Mechva. The Rebbe is going to explain it now. The two things that bothered Rashi. In general, the posik, מדוע הוא צריך הקוסם מיקורא לספר, ואף בעריך וזה בעיצומי של סדר יום השמיני למילואים, אוי לסיב ומוישה למשואל ולסוף עם קירבוס הוא, אל מחוץ למחנה. In the middle of the simche, and Moshe Rabbeinu takes away psukim, he calls them, and he repeats himself a few times, come and take him out, and take him there. For what? קירבוס הוא אל מחוץ למחנה, והשאלה אחר זה, and after that is even a repetition. What does it say? That they did it. ויקרבו ויסום. It tells you that they listened to Moshe Rabbeinu and they did it. ולא זהו דובר המובן מאילוב. Something that every normal human being would understand it. שלא ישירו את גוף אינו דבר במשכון. It's the middle of the simche, middle of the korbonos, and everybody is there, ויורוינו, everybody was singing and dancing, and the שכינה came down. What do you have to tell me בכלל to take him out? שלא ישירו את גוף אינו דבר, אלא for sure, או הציעו מייס פני הקודש. ואם כדי לא ידע שצורך לא יצא מלמחוץ למחנה, או למה רק חגל זה, if this is an innovation, that you can't bury him anywhere else, but דווקא מחוץ למחנה, so just say, שאו, קיברו מחוץ למחנה, don't say the whole thing. ועל דרך זה, אינו מבין את זה, so this is one thing that in the general, Rashi doesn't understand, why do you have to tell him to take him out? It's simply understood that people are going to see two dead people, they're going to run and take him out of there. And now the second thing that it's not move on. But there is a name of Venice, had Goshen le Mishael vel Sofon, Se'u es Acheichem. Why is he Madgishir Acheichem? Beautiful question the Rebbe is asking. Aine shenodo v'aviyo em kroiveyem. Imacha shekva nema b'chetzi orishin shel aposuk, b'nei yuzi el doi da'aroin, yoi dimono shem Acheichem. It says, v'ayim o Moishe le Mishael vel Sofon, b'nei yuzi el. And it says not only b'nei yuzi el, it says b'nei yuzi el doi da'aroin. Aaron's father was Amram, and Uziel was his brother, and he had two sons, Mishael and Sofon. So obviously they are cousins. Mishael and Sofon are cousins with Aaron. Memelia, they are called Acheichem. So what do you have to tell me Acheichem? You just told me that they are cousins. Mizeh mashma, so because it does say Acheichem, mashma shedavkem neshem kroivim, mutal aleihem losses is not of Avio. He emphasized that because you are Acheichem, that's why you have to take him out. So the Rebbe says it's not understood. Aleph, למען אף כמיני כאן בקוסו ועד גושה ששאו צורך לא סלדי קרב. What is the guy here to tell me that they have to take it out דווקא אחיכם? Base, בעצם הוא עניין is not understood. במה צורך שאו לאוסס דווקא על די קרויבים, תלכוי ראה דרבה. A beautiful question. עד הרבה. ביוסם קרויבים של נודו ואביו משבט לוי, הרי אויסו להם שייכוס לעבוד עשה משכון. The לוויים are working in the משכון. They're singing, they're opening the gates, they're doing the avoided there. ואף שבקוסוב לא נזכר עדיין על דרך אבוידס הלווים במשכון, על דבר עבוד את הלווים במשכון, עניין זה נאמר לראשונה רק בספר במדבור, ועדו ולרן קלירלי, את הלווים הוורקינג עם משכון, עונים במדבור, הרי הבן חומש כבר לא מזוז בפירוש רשא, רשא לרן דורדי עם פרשס ויחי, ויינקב says, whoever should take his body in his casket, whatever you call it, take it to Arzisrol, to Hebron, he says that Levi shouldn't, he said it's, which one is going to be in this side, which one in this side, and Levi shouldn't carry, why? Because Levi is going to carry the oren, so they know already that Levim are going to be schlepping the things and singing and doing things. He knows already about it. So the question is, if there are people that have to walk in the Mishkan, why did he say, Achechem, you go take him out. Get some Israelim. There's plenty, thousands and thousands of people were there, or maybe hundreds of thousands of people around the Mishkan. Take two people from there and tell them to take him out. ומאחר שיש לווים חלק בעבודת המשכן, הרי מסתבר יויסר שעליהם להישאר בתערוסם או במשכן, כדי ליטול חלק בשמחת המשכן, דהיה משמיני למילואים. Especially if it said that it was ויורינו in this, who does it? The לווים were guiding them, the לווים they were the people that they were singing, they probably have instruments and everything. And the Rebbe said, Mudgesh, the Rebbe emphasized it himself. וישראלים, איסו, it's not above you, מחוץ למחנה. By telling me that אחריכם, they have to take it out.
They can't go in the Mishkan, though.
In this place where they could have gone. Yeah. Okay. Yes, even more, כבר מוצאינו בדברי רשא לא אל, שיינקב ציבו שלוי לא איסו אס ארוינוי שאוסד לא סד אס אורן. Yankev Avinu said that Levi should not touch his oren because he's going to be carrying the oren. So the Rebbe says, unbelievable. V'arei dvorim kal v'choymer. It's an unbelievable kal v'choymer. Listen to this. Im Levi lo nosas oren shel aviv, my leader, Levi was not allowed to carry his father's body to Hebron. Mipnei she doiro es l'achar zeh. Talking about 200 years later, yeah? About. The Golus Mitzrayim didn't start till Levi died. Levi was the last one that he died. And when Yankev died was a few years before. So when Levi died, it started. So Yankev told him already then that it's going to happen 220 years later, 230 years later, you're going to have to carry the, he's not going to carry the oren. Who is going to carry the oren? His great, 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 great grandchildren. So still, Yankev told him not to. Neshedoyro is lachaze, b'mishkon, who, what does it mean, who? Yankev says, oh, you're not carrying my body because you wouldn't be able to carry the oren. He's not going to carry. Oh, he means shiftoi. It's going to be 200 years later. Oh, means I'm a shiftoi. I said, lost the oren. Allah has come over, how much more so, but need to done. Kshein meduber al kroivim medal kozois. They don't have to be metame to them. They have no mitzvah to go take him out. And they are already second cousins, or first cousins, one removed. בזמן שמחה של השחוס השכינה במשכון, we're talking about the Mishkan is the earliest day, the inauguration of the Mishkan, שבבד הרמתם יסר שהשתתפו בשמחה של המשכון, ולא יעסקו ביצוע סגופים של נודו ואביו. It's a beautiful question, that this is what bothered Rashi. Rashi bothered first in the עצם thing, why, let's remember what Rashi bothered, then we're going to understand all the answers. Rashi bothered your two things. Number one, in general, why did he say Seu? Why do you have to tell him, take him out? Obviously, you come to a big Simcha, and there's two people dead, somebody's going to take him out. Or if Moshe have to tell him, don't put it in the Chumash, in the middle of the old Simcha of Shmini, the Korbanos and everything, all of a sudden, Seu, and with such a repetition that it says that El Sof Mishael did it, they took him out. Why? This is a question in general. Second question is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu emphasize Acheichem? Seu is Acheichem. Why Acheichem? L'choyer, punkt verkehrt. They should not take him out because they have to be in Mishkon and enjoy it in El Part there, and sing and do whatever has to be done. So the Rebbe says, "Mitzat bei shailes elu, these two shailes that we just said, yichriya rashe asher inyan se'u einu letzorich hakvura bilvat." If I say that you didn't have to tell me to take him out because somebody would have taken him out, I learn from that that Moshe Rabbeinu meant that it should not disturb the simcha. Inyan se'u einu letzorich hakvura bilvat, or leshem etzoy ba'al mishlaguf ma'mishkon, sheze muvim belavoche. It can't be that the Seu comes to tell me, take him out from the Mishkan. Everybody would know that you have to take him out. So what is it coming telling me? Elo dovar anegea lein shmini lemeluim. It comes to tell me that it's something that is negea, something to shmini lemeluim. What is that negea? Negea about the simcha. Beis, nidra shadova yose al deachichem. So this is going to give us the answer at board, that we need, this Seu is going to teach us, that because it's an extra, it's going to teach us that, because everybody would know, it's going to teach us that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to emphasize to take away and not disturb the simcha of the Eden. And the second thing is that it has to be done davke al yedei achichem. Unbelievable. This answer what the Rebbe is going to give is beautiful. V'lochein pirush rashe, shetama yuroi se'u, What did Moshe Rabbeinu say in general? So, Shloi Laarbe v'sasim cheshis kama b'mishkan mishmini lemeluim v'lochem Moshe v'akosuv meis pnei hakodesh mishoika kanu shloi b'kodesh v'kach nefri l'simchi kinal seif alef. Now we understand also why it says meis pnei hakodesh. It doesn't bother me like the Mefarsh would say this meis pnei hakodesh. This doesn't bother me. Bothers me the Seu. After I say Seu, so I'm telling you, you know why? Because in Kodesh there's no room for them. Take him out because it should be Simch of the Eden in full. They shouldn't see the two dead bodies. My time, and now we're coming to the second answer. Why does it have to be dafke durch die Kroivim, durch die Levim? My time, we go for tzorcha dobel, leos es dafke al die Kroivim, shevet me shevet Levi. Listen to this, listen. Mepnei sheu kosher im avoides ha-mishkon. The question was, he shouldn't have used Levim, because they have to be in the Mishkon in work. Taking out these two bodies is a part of the avoid in the Mishkon. The Rebbe Yatzan, it's not a part of positive, of singing or doing things, or carrying. It's a negative, but it's a part of the Mishkan. There's a whole avoid in the Mishkan to take up every morning, to take out the deshen, Trumas HaDeshen. It's negative to take it out. It's a part of the Mishkan. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu says they should do it. Because if they're doing it, they're doing the avoid of the Levim. It's not disturbing the avoid of the Levim. What a beautiful answer. Why it has to be dafke to Achechem. Now everything is almost clear. We have no question why it says Sehu. We have no question why it says Mishnei HaKodesh. No question why Achechem. Everything is set. Okay, my time, and let's learn inside. My time, and go for it. So, the Kruv Meshavit Levi, Meshu Kosher, the Rebbe emphasized it. Avoid us a Mishkon. Elo Shein's avoid the boy from Shel Chiyuv. It's not a positive work, shir, singing, or doing other things. Elo boy from Shel Shlile. It's a negative. Lo itzi me a Mishkon in Yonim, a mevalvele mis avoid the boy. It's disturbing. It's disturbing the people then. Al derech avoid us a Chomes, which is a Shel Mochutz Samachnet, it's a mitzvah, and it's a negative. It's not a positive. Listen to this. Through taking out the bodies, they got tome take. They were tome. But they didn't take away from them walking in Mishkon. They did avoid it. It needed the Mishkon. ושלוין יש בטל על די זה השתתפוס משואל ואל סוף בשמחס חנוכס המשכון, מפני שבעצם אוי צועס נודו ואביו מפני הקודש, אויו למשואל ואל סוף וחלק בשמחה. This taking out, not only it's avoid of the Levim, but it also brought them a special simcha to them to enjoy that they made that all the Eden are going to be very happy that the bodies are not there. So now we still have left the question, what does Rashi need? The whole Moshul. So the Rebbe is going to answer it beautifully why he needed it. Elo Rashi einu yochel istapik v'amire bekitzor sehu shloi la'arbe v'sa simcha, and not mentioning the Moshul. As soon as you learn it, you have a question. אם אמנם יש לי אמון המלאבי ושמחה חנוכס המשכון, מדוע העיר בי והקודש ברוך עשה שמחה ואין יש נודו ואביו, מיד ולא איקי וסון שמטלח על יום השמיני למילוי. The question is a beautiful, beautiful question. If you're telling me שלא אלאבי ושמחה שמחה, you're not going to give me the mushel, I have a more ridiculous question. Why did the Rebishter do to not wait and do it later? Why did the Rebishter do it davke by yom ha-shmini le-miluim and the beginning of the inauguration, of the beginning of the simcha and everything? Why did the Rebishter do it? So this is what the Moshel comes in answers us. But yes, so you should not finish. The question gets even stronger. Kfar Pirish Rashi besef parashas mishpotim kenal seif beis. Shenodo v'aviyu v'askenim nishchayv u'mise. Yeah, we learned that they look wherever they're not supposed to look and nishchayv u'mise. And elo sheloi rotza kodesh boruchu Rashi, it's a quotation from Rashi. Elo sheloi rotza kodesh boruchu le'arbev simchas ha-toiro ve'imtin lenodo v'aviyu ad yoim chanukas ha-mishkon. Yeah, no dova vi waited till chamish till mishkon venimtso shesim chasat toiro loyrotza kodesh baruch la'arbev. Yeah, the Rebbe didn't do by matn toiro, they were supposed to be dead there. No dova vi and this kaini aval loy oiso bein of kol meni la'arbev shim chasim chanukas mishkon al demisas no dova vi. Why did the Rebbe do that by matn toiro? He didn't want to do it, and he did it by the mishkon. בפרט שמצינו אצל הסקנים אשר כדי שלא להרבה ושמחה סתוירו נתרואים שם למועד מאוחרה ביוסר. Not only they were pushed up to the Mishkan, or even later on. Me'ato, איך אפשר לא אמר, שתם סאו, שלא ילע הרבה וססים, רבישו שהקדוש ברוך בעצמי. What are you telling me? Rashi is going to tell me that סאו is extra, and אחיכם is extra, so I'm learning from that, that Moshe Rabbeinu told them to take him out, not to bury them, פשטי צריך to bury them, but take him out, not to disturb the simcha of the kala. רבוי נשלולים, the Rebbe made it there, and he did it בכוונה. And he knew what he's doing, yes? And by the Matan Torah, he didn't want to disturb. And he disturbed. Why? ועל זה מבאר רש"י, now comes רש"י and gives us an answer. שעל דרך הפשט פשוטו של מיקרו, אמיר אס מוישה למשואל ואל סופן סאו, לא יאויסו דין אמיר שבו מוישה להם ציווי מאיס השם, אלו יקאודו מוהים על החברו, אבא סמס בלפני הקלו, זה יהיה בנוגס בני אודם. Beautiful. We ask before, why does רש"י mix up? And he says, brings down from the ksuvas that it's a din. And he said that it's a minik, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell him as a din. He told him as a minik. Saminik, the Rebbe did what he wanted. That's what the Rebbe wanted to do. We don't know why. But me, Moshe Rabbeinu, as I'm a leader and I'm a manik, I'm telling you there's a mini goilom, that if there is a nifter by a levaya goes by a chupe, so you tell him to go around. Don't say the choir is not covered a mess. So I say, no, the mess should go away and the kala should go, stay up where she is in every chupeda. As the Rebbe is going to explain it more in more words, what I just said. Teva odomu, shebizman simchas kala oisim kol ishtatlus efshori shasimcha lo itufra. We do anything we could that the kala shouldn't get disturbed in the middle of the chasna. ולוחם אביר מסמס ולפני הקלה ואף מוליך מויסוי בדרך החרס. I take the mess and I go around the block. על מנה שלו ליבגוי שסקלה בהליכוס או לביס חסנוס. I don't want to meet the kala when she's on the way or under the chupa. כדי למנוע סתירה בכדי שתצטרך הקלה לא חזרת. I don't want to be מטריח. I don't want to be זאת מן מטריח. I don't want to bother her. She should have gone away. So I said the mess should go away. ועל דרך זה בין יוננו. אף על פי שהקודש ברוך הוא הביסוי נשע מיסי של נודו ואבי בעיצומה של שמחס חנוכס המשכון, although the Rebbe Shtar brought it. So the Choy Rebbe, what are you telling me to... The Rebbe Shtar wanted like this, why are you taking it away? היינו שכן או ירוץ נשם, שעניין של צער בשמיני למילואים, the Rebbe Shtar wanted to have, it should be pain. Everybody should see that נודו ואבי just died in the middle of the inauguration. ביקש מוישה, במידה סו אפשר. Moshe Rabbeinu says, what, the Rebbe says, נאור את הרסיקס, מה שתולו בבני אודום, what could I do? The Rebbe Shtar wanted to do it. Okay, it's done already. The tzar is there. But I don't have to leave it. The tzar should stay. ולכן אמרו, כאודם מועים על החווי רוי, לאוויר סמסי ממוקם הסמכה, אוויר סמס בלפני הקלה. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said it. Not as a din, but as a mini goilom. There's no din here. It can't be a din here. אוי שחס, על פי זה מובן בפשוס, החיליק בדברי רשא, now we come answer the last question that we ask, how come the tzar says, לאי לארבה וסקלה, and he says, לאי לארבה וסמוקם in the next פסוקים. רבי זה, וזה מובן בפשוס, החיליק בדברי רשא.
What is the emphasis?
Say it again.
ולא יכול לומר who, what is the emphasis? Underline.
Oh, underline is who, it's not from the Eibishter.
Moishe.
Not from the Eibishter, Moishe. And the Rebbe says before, and the Rebbe says in Ohr 36, Tolu b'bnei Odom, he tells Mishael v'el-Sofon, I'm not telling you a din, I'm telling you for me, that it's not, the Rebbe Shtar did it, I don't know why, but he had already the Tzar, everybody was very disturbed and very upset, take him out of here, we're going to continue to the Simcha. So, very good point. They emphasizing the U. He said it. Ka'odom o'im ala chaveiro. The Rebbe is going to emphasize it later also. O'odom o'im ala chaveiro. It's not enough that he says O'odom. Why is he adding ala chaveiro? Ka'odom o'im er, ארחק אסמס מלפני הקלה, ועדפתי דוהם אל החווירוי. It's Rashi's words. So the Rebbe says, because he says לחווירוי, he talks to somebody a friend, like a friend to a friend, not a loch. על פי זה מובן בפשוס אוי שחס, על פי זה מובן בפשוס החיליק בדברי רשא, שבנגיע לסעו, כוסף שתמו שלו לאבא ושמחה סקלה, בני ישראל, ולשלוי כפירו שבנגיע לראשי איכם אל תפרו, שתיימו אל תרבו ושמחו של מוקם. Why is it changing? Why is he saying מוקם? And he says, קלה. Very, very gishmak, very clear. Ma'acha shemises nadova viyubo al day vateitzei eish milifnei Hashem vatoich aloisom. Because the miss of nadova viyu was because the Eibishter wanted it milifnei Hashem. Anisha kodesh boruchu elim ein of misim chosoi. Kedei le'anisham b'mise, the Eibishter kaveyochel, so to say, he, like the Rebbe says, he covered his eyes from his simche, that the Shechina came down in the Mishkan and the day of inauguration, he's forgiving him of the worst avera that could be, the golden calf, the eagle and everything. And array, a mokum klal loyma, shetzoch loyitzom, na Mishkan gilei labas vuchot shel mokum. It doesn't make any sense, take him out of the Mishkan, not to disturb the Rebbe Shtar. The Rebbe Shtar wanted that, the Rebbe Shtar did it for himself. ואמיר אס מוישה שהוא איסו רק בני שלוחות של ארבי וסמכות של ישראל. מוישה רבינו says, the most least, שלו לארבי עשה קלו. קלו זה נדיד. כי עוד המוהים על החביר, הוא היה וסמס בפני הקל לכנל סעיף זיין. Now, why is the reason that by Roshechem Lo Yisifro, he says that it's for the Eibishter, maybe also for the Eden? The Rebbe says, no, we can't say it. מה שאין כי בציבי מוישה לארבי נבון ורושכם אל תפרו, אשר א', הוא לא יקרא עוד המוהים על החביר, ומוישה רבינו tells Aaron that רושכם אל תפרו, that's הלוכה. הלוכה שמוישה רבינו מוישה להם בשם השם. The Rebbe brings an geschmack of Ramban, Aor Teriyed, Rei Ramban on the Pasuk, and it's talking that it's talking about Moshe Bekach, from Pi HaGvure. And even though it's not Oy Shalom at Zeh. Unbelievable. That this, the Rebbe that Moshe Rabbeinu go to Aaron, and tell him that you're not allowed to go into the Mishkan with torn clothing a bit longer. What she ain't before, he's not talking about the Chavir, not the Aloche. That's what Rashi has to bring, the Ksuves, say that it's a din, but it's a minik. Yes, he has to bring the story that to take away the mess from the kale. So he brings you the gemora that it's a din, but he says, no, it's odomoim al chaveiro. Not stam odomoim al, but odomoim al chaveiro. I'm talking to you as a person to person. And you can't say that you're coming to comfort the Eibishter, because the Eibishter did it to himself. The Eibishter wanted it. So it's did only to the kale. ומשהיכי בציבור מושה לארון הבודם ורושך מעל תפורה אשר הוא לא יקעוד אמרים על החבר אלא הלוך שמושה מוסר לא הם בשם השם ככל הלחסה תוירו בייס ותויך נוי אינו עוסק במיסס נודו ואביו. We're not talking about נודו ואביו. What are we talking about? That in any generation that it's going to come from today, you're not allowed to go into the Mishkan with, in Mikdosh with long hair or with long clothing, because if somebody has a sholem died in the family. Toich noy eino isik b'mishas not of aviyu is nothing to do with not of aviyu. Elo yisur al aron bonov l'aro is avelis b'mishkon. So who do you disturbing when Aaron comes into the Mishkon? Nobody is there. It's not an inauguration with 100,000 people. Nobody is there. So Aaron is not allowed to come in with long hair. Why? Not to disturb the Eibishter Simche. Mishkon has to be only Simche and can't be like this. In a kana tam or alta abu v'simcha shlomoke. But we're not talking about not of aviyu. We're talking about aloche that is going to be lasting as long as the Mishkon and the Beis HaMikdash are there. בחנוכה של המשכן הרי קשורו מחוסר של מוקר בחנוכה של המשכן הרי קשורו עם אבוי דסר הנבון במשכן ביום ההוא ועם מוקר כלל שביום זה עצמו יעשה עם פולה שהיא בסתיר לסמחוסר של מוקר חס ושלום את ארון should tear its clothing or left longer. I think because of time limit I'm not going to repeat it again, but I think that every kasha that there was went off beautiful, and the Rebbe innovated a mamish achidush niflo bepashtus, but what bothered Rashi, not as the old meforshim, the Rebbe brought down so many meforshim, the Rebbe Leo Mizrahi Gurari and Devek Toiv, they say that Rashi was bothering this, the meis pnei HaKodesh. The Rebbe says it can be. What bothered them? Two things. The Se'u, in general, why do you have to say Se'u? For sure we're going to take him out, not living in Mishkan. And Moshe Rabbeinu and the Acheichem, why Davke de Levim? Beautiful. The questions and the answer is very, very well understood. Now we said the Rebbe is going to give from this Yesod of Averes Abmes, Melifne HaKale, the Rebbe is going to give an answer on a story that happened later in our Parsha in Shmini. Okay. עוד עניין שיש ללמוד בין המושל כאודו מוהים על החבר רבי הספנמס בנקה לו, we could learn another עניין. Not only here that it answered everything, it's going to have something, an effect on later in חומיש. כשם שבמושל הרי אינו נמבט למסע ואילוס, אלא רק מעביר מסמס במוקם והקלה והשמחה, with this taking out not of our view, the ואילוס is not מבטל. The ואילוס is there. What are you doing? You take it away from your eyes, you shouldn't see it. על דרך זה בעניינינו, שענינו שערו נבונו ולא נסבט לו, ואין זה שלו שאוסרו יש שתראו אבליס במוקם השמחה. דענינוס stayed. But it was not allowed that there should be seen that they're in אבליס. ועל פי זה יהיו בעניין תומוה ביוסר פרשסנו. The Rebbe says עניין תומוה. תומוה ביוסר. A very, very hard question in our parsha. שאו ששום המוישה שעיר החטו של ראש חוידש נשרף. Yeah. There was three seirim, we learned already in the previous sikha, we learned that in Parshas Shmini, brings down, that there was three seirim. Two seirim was of an inauguration of the Mishkan, and the third one was a seir of Rosh Chodesh. It was Rosh Chodesh Nissan, right? Chav Gimel Oder started the Shivas Me'a Meluim, Chav Gimel Chav Dalet Chofei Til Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and this is Rosh Chodesh Nissan, 1 year later after they came, less than a year that they came out from Mitzrayim. Yeah? Came out from Mitzrayim Tezvov, and a year later, then there was Matan Teure, and then there was the Eagle, and then Moshe Rabbeinu went up three times to Shomayim, and then when Moshe Rabbeinu came down Motzi Yom Kippur, they started collecting money, and they built the Mishkan, and by Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they put it up, and it stayed, they didn't take it off, till when the Rebbe said to go further, and start driving further. So we see that there was Rosh Chodesh. When we look at simple of this, we see an interesting thing in the difference between the three Seirim. Two Seirim was only a one time, inauguration of the Mishkan. The third one was Rosh Chodesh. When do we do a Seir of Rosh Chodesh? Whenever there's a Mishkan, whenever there's a Beis HaMikdosh, there's a Seir of Rosh Chodesh. So there's a major difference between the two and the one. Right? Which one did Aaron not eat and burned it? This one that it was Seir of Rosh Chodesh, he didn't want to eat, he burned it. Now we're going to understand what's going on here between Aaron and Moshe. Shosh Hashem HaMoshe Seir HaChat Shal Rosh Chodesh Nisraf. Yeah, ואהרון ובונוב לא יאכלו, כשם שאוכלו אסבייס אחת או איסה אחר, איזה דעת אותו, די אית. נאמר ואיקצויף, לימו, מדוע לא יאכלתם אסחת? מוישה was screaming, קוצף, he was very upset. אבל כשישו לו אהרון, הן היום הקריבו אסחתו שלו לפני השם, ותקרנו איסי כאלה, ואוכלתי הייתה בין השם, אז זה ואיש ממש, what did he tell them? He told them that today my two sons are brought a korban in Am HaOinon, and so if I'm going to eat this soil, the Rebbe is going to be happy? Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, I'm relaxed. I accepted it. Vayit Avbeinov. So the Rebbe has a beautiful question. What was Aaron's thought that he didn't need it? And Moshe Rabbeinu's thought, what was that he should have been doing it? And how did Aaron relax Moshe Rabbeinu with this answer? Beautiful. A new limud in Chumash and in the idea. Mao Yisus Voras Aaron. What was Aaron's opinion? Lechalek ben Achatois. Two he ate, and the third one he didn't eat. Pirush Rashi. What does Rashi say? The tiny of Aaron was, im shomato bekotshi shor, ein lecholok bekotshi doiros. He says he's a oinon today. A oinon is not allowed to be in the Mishkan, not allowed to eat. So the two that I ate, because you told me that this is inaugurating the Mishkan, so I have to eat it. If you tell me to make a third one, that it's going to be a soirosh choydish, that it's kotshi doiros, who told you that I could eat it? That was the tiny of Aaron. That was Aaron's svore, why he didn't eat it. V'tomoha b'yoysel. So if this is the svore, I have a beautiful question. Inyan zeh sheyesh no chiluk bein kotshi shor v'kotshi doiros, this opinion, this svore, the idea that there's a difference between the two and the one is a very simple explanation. Aaron said something very simple. Aaron svore pshuto. It makes a lot of sense. Ve'ichi tochen shu tzrach Aaron lashmi azo yis le'moyshe b'toras chidush. Moshe, Aaron, innovated to Moshe Rabbeinu. You heard from the Ebishter that I have to eat it even today, that he lost his two sons, but how do I know about this one, that it's a kotshi doiros? How do you know? V'yeser al kein. Beine Moshe o yaposhut kol kach she'ein chiluk bein kotshi sho v'kotshi doiros. Moshe was holding that it's the same thing, because everything is being done today in the Yom HaShmini, the day of the inauguration, so it's a different kol m'rosh chodesh, and you should have eaten it. Ad she'kasher ivrin v'nesorav miyad v'iktsoif. And the Rebbe legt in the Aure the Epech Hanogas Moshe. Moshe to the Eden was always nice and kind to make Moshe Rabbeinu upset, what took a long time. And nearly got upset, and a second later, Aaron told them this svore, and he accepted it. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu thought that all the three Seirim have the same aloche? And the Rebbe legt added on, very interesting, that lawyer Shemezesh Shirak Parshas Matos, Pirush Rashi, Bolik Larkaz, Bolik Latos. In Parshas Matos, he made a mistake there because he got upset. Here, it doesn't say it. Mucha she parshasenu, ein echer she oyo kas amei vilidetos. It wasn't such a great kas, but the Chumash says, va'iksev. Uleidach gisem. Now let's look from the other side. Me'achar she Moshe nokat bepshitus kol kach she kotshe sho v'kotshe doiro is sho v'mei. Yeah? This is Moshe Rabbeinu svore. That kotshe doiro is and kotshe sho is the same thing. That's why you should have eaten even the soiro shchoidish that it's kotshe doiro is. Eichi tochen she ba'amir ezu bilvad, im shomato bekotshe אם שמעת בקוד ששור אין לך לא כלום בקוד שדורס, השפיע ארון על מוישה או פועל, והאיש מה מוישה, מיד והיית ואינוך. מה נפשך, if מוישה סבורי is so strong, that he thinks that it's everything the same, because today is the eighth day, and we have to eat all three of them, how come that ארון told them, no, there's a difference, if you heard about קוד ששור, on the eighth day, who told you about קוד שדורס? והאית ואינוך, not stam. He became, so the Rebbe is going to give a beautiful, beautiful answer on it. אוי שיות, והביאו בזה, מוישה סובר, שהטעם לו זה שארוין ובונו ומוטורים באכילס המינכו באנינוס הוא על דרך כבציו ירושיכם אל תפרו רבי גיבס אמנו אפיניין ואת מוישה רבינוס אפיניין ווס מוישה רבינוס אפיניין ווס that why is he muta to eat because if everybody is going to see that ארוין is not eating the חטאויס so what are they going to say? אבילס עם מישכון it's not allowed ירושיכם אל תפרו the same הלוכה right? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, if this is my opinion, this is my idea, that you could eat because it shouldn't be avelus, how come you didn't need the third one? So he showed avelus in Mishkan. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's idea. Now we're going to see what Aaron answered then, and I'll take away his question. This is just unbelievable, the idea that the Rebbe brings out. Kedei shelo ila arbe suchosu shel mokem shebozeh arein chilek bein kotshe sho lekotshe doiros. If I say not to bring in avelis in the Mishkan, it's nothing to do kotshe sho, kotshe doiros, you're not allowed to do it. Never. So if I say that you're allowed, that you have to eat the two, even in aninus, you have to eat the third also in aninus. Doesn't matter if it's kotshe doiros. Velochein oirer adovo b'moyshe va'iktsoif. If my opinion is that you should have eaten it, I'm getting very upset. Why didn't you eat it? You're not allowed to do avelis in the Mishkan. Nishaldei shreifas achatos nisar bevo ledas moyshe simchosu shel mokem. The Simcha of Devisha was disturbed through them was that Moshe Rabbeinu did it. Through them, through that, that Aaron did not eat it. Well, they Eishiv Aaron. Now we're going to see what Aaron answered, why Moshe accepted it. Eishiv Aaron, Ein ikrivus chatosom lifnei Hashem. He doesn't say Ein ikrivus chatosom. Aaron HaKohen is adding on lifnei Hashem, the Rebbe emphasized it. That they brought it lifnei Hashem. ואוכלתי חטוס היום הייתב, שבו זה ידגיש, ארון הכהן, את האמפסיס in these words that he says, לפני השם. והוא דבי אדסו לי ושאז, הקריבו איזה חטוסו. The two sons הקריבו איזה חטוסו. Why you have to need it לפני השם? אדרבה, they did apech what they were supposed to do, not of Avio. שבו זה ידגיש שדווקא הקרובה היא לפני השם מאמיש, אבל לא יחלס החטוס שאומנם צריכו להיש במוקם קודש ליוח הקלויים, אבל לא לפני השם על יד המזבח. ארון הכהן had a beautiful, beautiful answer. And the Rebbe gives a new idea, a new dimension, not because of קודשי שו, as Rashi says, קודשי שו and קודשי דוירוס. Completely a different thing. אין הקריבו היום חטוסם לפני השם. Yeah? So what does it mean? The הקרובה has to be לפני השם. Where's לפני השם? But the מזבח. Where did all the inauguration, all the simcha, what was it? With korbanos. Where it is? By them. Where do you have to eat it? Where do you have to eat it? You're not allowed to eat it next to the mizbeach. You have to eat it, but in the kloim, outside. So the Rebbe says, where is the simcha of the Eibishter? By the mizbeach, because there was the main thing of the simcha, by the mizbeach. So I have to go eat it outside, right? I have to get it by the kloim. So maybe the two that it's got shei show, Moshe the Rebbe told you that I should eat it, I ate it. But the third one, I'm not allowed to eat. And it's not simcha, I'm not disturbing the simcha shel mokev, because this is not the place of the mokev. Beautiful, beautiful answer. Let's say it in size. Simcha shel mokev moisho be'iker al yad ha-mizbeach. במוקם שנזכאים ותצא יש מלבני הווי יגוימר. ויש לו אמר, שמטעם זה הסבטו, שמחס חנוכס המשקה בעבוז ריבוי קורבונס על המזבח. ואת ושיתי שמחה וריזת, סוכס, ואת ושיתי שמחה סוכם ביס המיגוש. 70, 70 פורים ונעילים, וברינגינג אברי די 13, גורדן טו 12, and to 10, and then by the last day, ביום השפיני הצרס is only one, the melech says, let's be only me and you, made a party for everybody, kam shmini atzeres, simchas toira is only the Rebbe shtov ididin. So I see that the union of the simche is davke by the korbonos. Umeacha sh'aninus loy botlos, we learned before, in oistes, that you take away the mess from the kale, the aninus yigiblibim, aro stayed aonon, aro aoinon, he didn't become ois oinon, oinon is the aloche, 12 or 24 hours, is as a din of aoinon. Or till the kvure. First day. No, is it a day and a night? Okay, the first day is Aoinon. So Aaron stayed Aoinon. He took away the Meisim, didn't start dancing again and everything, but he stayed Aoinon. So Memele, Me'acha She'aninus Loibotlo, V'rak She'ein La'arois Aveles B'mokem HaSimche. You're not allowed to show Aveles where? B'mokem HaSimche. As we say, Aave Me'livnei HaKalo.
What?
Minatoire. Yeah. Toan Aaron She'atzivui Eilov Al Ta'arbevu Simchosu Shel Mokoyim Nema Rak Legabe Avoides Anasas Livnei HaShem Al Yad HaMizbeach Avaloi Benigal Achilles Kodshim She'irak Toich HaKloim. If I would have to eat next to the Mizbeach, I would eat the Korban Soir HaShchedesh also. Because if I don't eat it there, that's disturbing the Eibishter Simcha. Mashenkin outside, this is not where the main Simcha is, so I can't eat it. I eat only the two that I was said to eat it today, because today is Yom HaShmini, but not this. מה שאותר לו, הם לכו לסמינכו, וזבי זכתו לסחרוס בנינוס. היי, what did they eat? How come did they eat the other two? Yeah. If you eat it outside by the kloim, why say, don't eat anything? Not the two, and not the mincho, and not the Rosh Chodesh. So the Rebbe says, oyo ze kedei loy la'arbev simchosu shel mokoyim, and this is the reason, not because loy la'arbev. The reason is, zo yiru ha'shoy be'alme. This was Aaron explained to Moshe Rabbeinu. Be'meilim, shomato yiru ha'shoy zu, be'kotshi shoy, en l'cholokel be'kotshi doyroiz. If you heard that be'kotshi shoy, I have to eat it even in aninus. So, Rabbeinu get atzaz by the kloim, but the seyru Rosh Chodesh, I could not eat. Okay. This is beautiful, beautiful, brought down another limud that the Aver, as a message of the Kale, gives us a new light, a new dimension in the story, with Moshe was upset, there were two opinions, and Aaron said something, and it went away the anger. Yudalev? Okay. The Rebbe says there's a lot of things that we could learn from this Rashi, but we give you only one of the Eros. Yeduim divrei Rambam. The Rambam says in Nil Cheshmite V'yoivel by the end, Shekol Echod V'Echod Yochol Leidomas L'Shevet Levi, Al Dei Zeshenot V'Ruchay Leibot L'Lamad L'Fnei Hashvai L'Shosu L'Ovdoi, U'Porak Mal Savoro El Cheshbenz Rab V'Chulu. The Rambam says that every Jew could be a Levi. What is a Levi? A Levi, Hashem U'Nachlosoi, he doesn't have a Nachle in Yitzrol, the Rebishter says Nachle, and he leaves from the Eibishter, he doesn't have to go do all these things. So if a Jew comes and he says, I'm taking off all the calculations and all the cheshbonos and everything, and I am becoming the, you're called a Levi. You're becoming a Levi. Yochel Odom Eivol Alodai. So a person could make a mistake and think, Shema'achar, somebody did it, and he came to a matzev that he is already a Levi. He's called a Levi. שמאחר שהוא עמד בקרבה בדרגס לוי, ולמיילו מזה, דרמב"ם מסס דמלושן, נסקדש קוידש קודושים, ואי אהבה יחל כבנחלושים, מבל די קברטר, פרייטנינג, that a person could come to a level to be קוידש קודושים. So the Rebbe says, what is this חשבון going to be this guy? All of Lasek, רק ביונם של טוב וקדושה. I'm קוידש קודושים, I'm a לוי, I have to deal only with קדושה. כאשר אני קורא לפה נביאים של הפרושים איסור, come something a negative thing to do. This all comes from the thing that would Moshe tell to take out the two bodies, Davke de Levim. And the Rebbe says, so somebody could come and become a Levi now, he's going to say, yeah, this is not for me. Who should do it? Somebody who has calculations, somebody who looks, gets up in the morning before he says, Moidani, Chas v'sholem, after Moidani, he looks right away what's doing in his bank account, if there is money, if there's no money, if he's covered. That would mean, Cheshboin is Rabbi. So they should take the negative. I'm not shy to that, I'm already Kodesh. The Rebbe says, because Nikra Levon Avin Shil Afrushim Yisure, Toyinu, Sheilu Kol Shachas L'dvorim Sheinom Kodesh. Dvorim Eilu, Shayochim L'Yisraelim. I'm just asking him, Cheshboin is Rabbim. Whoever has to do with the Gashmi Zdikah things, they should do negative, they should take it out. But as Moshe Rabbeinu says, Val Zebo Ha'iroe, Ad Rabbe. מאחר שעבר סמס לפני הקהל אני הגיע לשמחס המשכון to do a negative thing to take out the two bodies is a part of the avoide in a part of the שמחס המשכון and this is brought the שמחה to משואל ולסופון אחרי זה אין בעבוד הסמשכון שצורך לאוסס על דרכיכם הלווים דווקא you become a levy that's when you have to do the avoide אבל דרך זה בעבוד הסקולכת ויוחד לעשות סולם למשכון ודיר לא יסבור the same thing is that we roe to each and every one we have an obligation we are created the world was created and we to make the world and the Sabah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lidire betachtoinim and dire means not stama zoi so feel comfortable there and שלא יהיה שום לכלוך ותינו וחס ושולם. So the Alter Rebbe brings on לקוטי תירה that when you make a dire for a melech first you have to take out all the negative things and then you have to bring in the furniture and make it in a beautiful palace. In Kenga avoid izu khalik masia sadir avoid is a mishkan shelo ze nitzrach levi. For them we need davke levi. Ze shenot vol li ruach le bod lamoit lifnei avai le shoset. Interesting aure in 54. Lo yom shen zbaya belikut sichas. Shebe'erkom ze lo ze. Now we have a question. The Rebbe says if you want to be a levi, what's the difference between a levi and a kohen? So the Rebbe says, you want to do the relationship from a kohen and a levi, the relation between a kohen and a levi, kohanim umatzev avoyde shel isapche, velevim iskafye, shelochen gam kipshutoy, we see it also in everyday life. Kohen moved to mitumer, also letamei esatzmoy, it says in Parshas Emor, when he's not allowed to go out lechutz lores, mashenken a levi, is not, he can't zach metame zayin, he could be metame, and he could go out lechutz lores. So I see the difference. So levi is the one that it's, a levi is not allowed to get tome. So who has to do it? A guy that says, I want to be a levi. You have to do it. And the Rebbe says, Valdei ni koin.
The levi is
avoided the Shmiras HaMikdash. So it's saying also from Keilu negative.
It's not just that avoided the
koin. It's chiyu.
Also,
very good. Teichim Pnimi is Shmira and singing. There's more things, opening and closing. Okay.
Sorry, finish the Pnimi.
No, no, not yet. Valdei Nikoyen. Valdei Nikoyen Oilom. Valdei Sumer Ra. This is Mitzvah Sloisese, right? Negative. Vesidu Vatikin Kelim Noim Betoichoi. Then you bring in the furniture and everything. Valdei Vasei Toiv, that it's Mitzvah Sasei. Nase Oilom Dire Matimo Lemelech Malcham Lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheze Iye Begilu Ilo Osid Lovoi. Bebias Moshiach Tzidkenu Bekoriv Mamish. Amen.